It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Welcome to the end of the year legislative traffic jam. Already, some members are making plans to stay in D.C. through the holidays because of the huge to-do list, starting with the National Defense Authorization Act. Chuck Schumer had planned to move on this one by the middle of the week, but Mitch McConnell had other plans. On Monday night, the minority leader rallied his caucus against shutting down debate and voting, saying they want more time for amendments. Schumer believes it's an intentional effort to create that year-end pileup and thwart passage of the Build Back Better Act. Then there's the issue of government funding, with a deadline of this Friday. It appeared that a stopgap funding bill to keep the government running through late January was ready to go until Republican Senator Richard Shelby hesitated on the timeline. He wants to stretch it out into the spring. And of course, there's the fight over the debt ceiling. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned that we'll hit it right around December 15th. Republicans want Democrats to do it by themselves via a reconciliation bill, which would require zero Republican votes. That's something Chuck Schumer is set against. Fun times indeed. Meanwhile, Janet Yellen and Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell testified today, Tuesday, before the Senate Banking Committee. From Yellen's prepared testimony, this regarding the debt ceiling. She said, quote, "I cannot overstate how critical it is that Congress address this issue. America must pay its bills on time and in full. If we do not, we will eviscerate our current recovery. In a matter of days, the majority of Americans would suffer financial pain as critical payments like Social Security checks and military paychecks would not reach their bank accounts. And that would likely be followed by a deep recession." Yeah, we don't want that. Meanwhile, stocks and oil prices fell Monday as more cases of the Omicron coronavirus variant were reported globally. At least 19 countries have reported cases of the variant, and 70 countries and territories have now imposed travel restrictions. Discouraging words from the CEO of Moderna, who said that the current vaccines may not be very effective with this variant. But Pfizer's CEO said that boosters, even if they're not as effective as they were against Delta, should reduce the threat of Omicron dramatically. Either way, the CDC says Omicron is all the more reason for all vaccinated adults to get a booster shot because, they say, strong immunity will likely prevent serious illness. President Biden spoke to the American people Monday afternoon about the virus and the new variant.
Today, there are three messages about the new variant that I want the American people to hear. First, this variant is a cause for concern, not a cause for panic. We have the best vaccine in the world, the best medicines, the best scientists, and we're learning more every single day. And we'll fight this variant with scientific and knowledgeable actions and speed, not chaos and confusion. We have more tools today to fight the variant than we've ever had before, from vaccines to boosters to vaccines for children, 5 years and older, and much more. A year ago, America was floundering against the first variant of COVID. We beat that variant significantly, and then we got hit by a far more powerful threat, the Delta variant. But we took action, and now we're seeing deaths from Delta come down. We'll fight and beat this new variant as well. We're learning more about this new variant every single day. And as we learn more, we're going to share that information with the American people candidly and promptly. Second, the best protection against this new variant or any of the variants out there is getting fully vaccinated and getting a booster shot. If you're 18 years or over and got fully vaccinated before June the 1st, go get the booster shot today. They're free and they're available at 80,000 locations coast to coast.
Three judges from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals will hear arguments today in the former guy's lawsuit. He's trying to prevent the release of White House records, including call logs, speech drafts, diaries, email, calendars, schedules, memos, and a whole bunch more from the January 6th committee investigating the uprising. Ghislaine Maxwell's trial is in full swing. She, of course, the wing woman, I suppose, for Jeffrey Epstein. And remember Jussie Smollett, the actor who falsely claimed he was the victim of a hate crime attack? Well, the case against him for falsely reporting a hate crime got underway Monday, too. Twitter's Jack Dorsey, the co-founder and public face of one of the biggest social media platforms in the world, has stepped down as CEO. His resignation was effective immediately. He said he thinks the company is, quote, ready to move on from its founders. Okay, so today is November 30th. The official end of hurricane season, something we celebrate every year down here in South Florida. There were 21 named storms with 7 hurricanes, 4 major hurricanes, Grace, Ida, Larry, and Sam. Ida, the only one making landfall, but 4 of those named storms still left over $1 billion in damage each. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. We survived Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and now it's Giving Tuesday. A great day to remember and support the people who bring you news and information with a progressive point of view. Donations to the Nicole Sandler Show and the Progressive Voices Network go a long way in keeping us going. Visit NicoleSandler.com and ProgressiveVoices.com and help us out if you can.